Okay, just to start us off, for those, and I realize that there are some people here who are here for the first time this week. And on Sunday, we dealt with the new birth, being born again. And I'm back up to say this as well, that the whole idea here is to say what we are in Christ, what God has done to make us what we are, that should then determine how we live. Right? So what we truly are as before God should then lead us to live a life that's consistent with that. So we started off with being born again or born from above. Then we talked about, on Tuesday, we talked about being pilgrims. Then on Wednesday, yesterday we spoke about being strangers. And today we're going to talk about a spiritual house. Before I even get into any of this, I just want to make a comment. I think we discussed this a few minutes ago. You know, when you come to a conference, to this Thursday, we have been to so many meetings. You've heard so much of the Bible. There is no way that any one person is going to, you can't absorb it all. It's not humanly possible. And personally, the exercise that I have had is that as I go through this week and as I go through this particular study, I feel as if that God has spoken to my heart, highlighting certain things that I have read in this book, in this particular epistle, that have spoken to my heart, that every now and again I'm going to speak about them because it is what I got. I heard a lot of good stuff. It's all good truth. But there are things that jumped out to my heart that I believe that the Spirit of God highlighted that I needed. And I trust that each of us should may be able to have that experience, that wherever you go, and this is not just for today, but other conferences, I liken it to food, folks. I like a lot of food, okay? And I understand how food works. And let me tell you something right now. When you take food in fact, let me put it this way. When you take in like a supplement, there's certain things you take in. All of it you do not absorb. All right? I was thinking about this morning. I was praying about this. If you took an iron supplement, 10% of what you take in is absorbed. 90% of it goes out. Right? When you take an iron. So as an example, what I'm saying to you is that as we go through this, the Spirit of God is going to give you and give me something that I can absorb and make my own. I'm very concerned that there are many of us who attend meetings, hear a lot of stuff, may even gather a lot of stuff up here, right? But never allow that stuff, I'm not being irreverent, I hope, never allow that stuff to get down here. That's what really matters, in my opinion. I need to know the truth, but I need to get it in here. Because once I got it in here, then that will equate, eventually it's going to lead to me down here. So that's just a preamble. So in terms of today, I would like somebody, and we would like people to help us out, participate, you know. We'd like some person to read from this is 1 Peter chapter 2, reading from verse 4 all the way through to verse 7 for this. So we just need somebody to read it. And I think, to be honest with you folks, I think there's a lot to cover today. You know, in my preparation last night, I did homework. Is important, folks. Homework is really important. And I did some homework. And there's a lot that we can cover. Just don't have the time to cover it all. So we got to get moving if possible. So as the Lord leads you, let's move on. I need some person to read from verse 4 through to verse 7.
First Peter 2, starting at verse 4. To whom coming, a living stone, cast away indeed, is worthless by man, but with God chosen, precious, yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believes on him shall not be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believe, is the preciousness. But to the disobedient, the stone which the builders cast away as worthless, this is become the head of the corner.
Thank you. Actually, you can read verse 8 as well.
And a stone of stumbling and rock of offense, who stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they have been appointed.
Okay. Well, the thoughts I have in my mind to start us off with is the Lord Jesus. Verse 4, coming to him as to a living stone. The Lord Jesus is portrayed here as a living stone. It's interesting too that the way that Peter writes, notice the next phrase, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. Can anyone think of any of Peter's other writings when he uses a similar approach? In other words, God views and values Christ in such a way, but men viewed him this way. And it was interesting that Peter portrays him that way. Can anyone think of other scriptures that in which Peter portrays, gives us that same sort of dichotomy? I've done my homework, so I have an idea where I would like you to go. I think the book of Acts may be helpful. Specifically, let's look at Acts chapter 2. It's interesting, I just read this and noticed Acts chapter 2, and can someone look at verses 23 and 24, for instance, as an example of what I'm saying? Actually, yes. Acts chapter 2, verses 23 and 24.
Acts 2, starting at 23.
Mm-hmm.
This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it.
Okay, and then verse 36. Verse 36.
36.
Yep.
Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
I see that. And also one other that I have is in Acts chapter 4, verses 5 to 12. Acts 4, turn over to Acts 4. Peter again, before the Sanhedrin. Acts 4, verses 5 through to 12. Just quickly, someone read that for us.
On the next day, that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in their midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made well. Be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you well. This is the stone which was set at naught of the build, not of you builders, which has become the head corner. Neither is thou..." Verse 12?
Yeah, you can reverse it. Go ahead.
"Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."
Right. So Peter seems to have the same approach. That's how you treated, and here he stood before the Sanhedrin. And remember, he denied the Lord Jesus before the people that had no power, really. But here, before the Sanhedrin, that he stands up in the power of the Holy Spirit and makes this proclamation to them. This is how you treated them, but God raised him from the dead. So I saw that in verse 4 of our chapter, that coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men. Men rejected the Lord Jesus, but chosen by God and precious. So that's the first thought that jumped out to me when I read this in preparation today. Now, let's also think of Christ. Let's trace the thought of the Lord Jesus as the living stone, as the stone. Because other people help. This could be discussed now. Where in Scripture do we have other scriptures that tell us about Jesus as the stone?